is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. St. Cloud State men's hockey coach Brett Larson is now the new head coach at the University of Minnesota. He takes over for Bob Motzko now at a second straight school. Larson took the Huskies to the 2021 National Championship game. St. Cloud State says a national search to replace Larson begins immediately. Larson was introduced at a news conference this afternoon in Minneapolis. Pro hockey, the Wild are in action tonight in Tampa, Florida, taking on the Lightning, and there's some good news. Forward Joel Eriksson-Ek will be back on the ice tonight after missing the last three games. Kirill Kaprizov is also set to return. Eriksson-Ek says the team chemistry has been good, so there shouldn't be too much adjusting.
We just need to work hard like we've done all year, just for each other. We know what to do. We know the structure we want to play with. And I mean, especially this time of year, it's really try to put it together.
The puck will drop tonight at 6:30. The Twins blasted Boston today in Fort Myers in the Grapefruit League 15-6. Byron Buxton, James Outman, Victor Saratini, Brooks Lee, and Cody Clemens all went deep. Mick Abel went four innings and allowed just one run. The Minnesota Duluth women's basketball team saw its season in the Division II Elite Eight come to an end today in Pittsburgh. The Bulldogs were outscored 29-10 in the second quarter and lost to Colorado Mesa 81-59. Gopher football started spring practice today on campus. Head coach P.J. Fleck is looking for some specifics from quarterback Drake Lindsey.
Drake's really good at, like, hey, if I give you this, he'll go out and execute and do it. But now let's take it to an even higher level of reasoning, right? And I think that's where he's grown probably the most in the last 2 years. He's way bigger than he was. He's stronger than he was, physically matured more than he ever has. But now it's the mental piece of the mastery component of the system than rather just learning it. And I think that that's where he'll take the next step, hopefully this spring.
The team will have 14 more practices over the next 4+ weeks, culminating with the Saturday, April 25th spring game. This is MNN Sports.